Hey, I come in here and I go like, self, I say my little prayer every morning. I ask the Holy Ghost for a little guidance, to not lead any of you into error by anything I might stupidly say. And every day I think to myself, self, yesterday was the last day I'm going to say, what could they possibly do for an encore? Well, today, an allegedly Catholic woman has now provided the encore. Christendom College in Front Royal, Virginia, is not slutty enough for her child. I mean, a church boy, they're killing us. I'm killing you? By the by, this needs to be a red pill diary on steroids. You keep yelling like that. People can hear you from this through this very sensitive microphone, Mrs. O'Connell. Back to the Zippy Catholic. Did you find the link to the story? Okay. And apparently, in this specific case, the mere proximity of the campus was so oppressive that it was necessary for the alleged victim herself, again, she was the driver, to motor not just a few miles into the nearby town, but to far off in the isolated Virginia mountain wilderness. How else to fully escape the aura of moralistic oppression at Christendom and make possible the campus rapiness that everyone in the current year has come to expect? The logic doesn't get any better, writes the Zippy Catholic, as the lengthy article progresses. The young woman's father complains that students are being punished for being drunk on campus, but are not punished for being a rapist on campus. Remember the bit on Saturday Night Live with Sean Connery playing Jeopardy? I'll take the rapist for 100. That's therapist. That's what you said, Trebek. Here's what the father wrote. Quote, I always find it interesting. They always try to punish students for drinking off campus. If you come back to campus drunk, the father said, I say, if you rape off campus, when you come back to campus, you're still a rapist. Close quote. So in other words, it would be better for the duly imbued soccer mom and now soccer dad with big giant gilded rings on their 5-year-old's T-ball fingers to have their child raped on campus. Well, at least we know where it took place. These people are sick. Either that or it's a setup. In case the category error isn't obvious, writes Mitter Zippy Catholic, consider a different situation. Streaking, say. Nobody would fault the college for punishing a student caught running around naked on campus. Everyone with any modicum of sanity would fault the college for punishing student A with no evidence other than that student B unverifiably claims to have seen student A streaking deep in the Shenandoah wilderness after she drove him there. But women very rarely lie about streaking, come emotion-laden shrieks from the estrogenic cloud, he writes. A commenter suggested that the risk men bear of being falsely accused of sexual assault or rape is analogous to the risk that women bear of getting pregnant. That is, somehow balances things out. The obvious difference is that a man can be falsely accused of rape even if he did nothing wrong at all, whereas pregnancy only comes about in a very specific, concrete, well-understood way. No woman needs to adopt the Pence rule to refrain from sexual intercourse and avoid pregnancy. But any man who doesn't follow the Pence rule is taking on the risk of being falsely accused of sexual harassment or worse. The question of actual evidence and its relation to victim blaming gets to the... by the way, if you're into, you can go to our chat room at MikeChurch.com. Click Mike Church Show Live chat at the top of the page. There's a chat subject going on in the chat room where some of you proposing that, well, this kind of is Christendom's fault. They ought to have some policy where they let the kids drink so they teach them temperance and moderation and all that. Well, you know, you guys are viewing this through the sick, twisted, warped view that they ought to have to wait until they're 21 to be able to have their first drink. Drinking alcohol is a responsibility that ought to be given back to the parents. It ought to be the parents that teach them temperance and moderation. You don't send your kid to school, for heaven's sake, to go learn whiskey moderation. If you do, well, then make it a freaking class. So, you guys saying this, you're all wet. Because the state has taken the responsibility away from the parents and has then thus placed it on exterior organizations. You don't play that game. Again, the rule is not in question. You're asking for the exception to the rule to become the rule. Don't do that. Now, if you're saying that the parents ought to be teaching it, then yes, you're correct.